You're listening to SBS News.
Image, money, power. Everyone is hustling.
The Netflix hustle has hit a wall following a decade of consistent growth. The streaming giant lost 200,000 subscribers in the first quarter of this year, citing inflation, pulling out of Russia, and fierce competition as the key reasons for its losses. These days, consumers are spoiled for choice.
Richesse incroyable, des ressources inépuisables.
Hargreaves Lansdowne lead equity analyst Sophie Lund-Yates told SBS, while larger streaming platforms like Netflix and Amazon Prime are in a stronger position than some of the newer platforms, when it comes to seeing subscription numbers fall, subscribers may not come back quickly.
I think it's going to be a challenge to convince them to come back, and that's not going to happen until the economic outlook is a little bit brighter and until household budgets are feeling a little bit more flexible.
Other streaming platforms, including Disney+, Apple TV+, Stan, Binge and Amazon Prime, are all vying for a piece of the action.
Dearest reader, it has been said that competition is an opportunity for us to rise before our greatest of challenges.
Just like Bridgerton's Diamond of the Season, Netflix must stand out from the crowd. Ms. Lund-Yates says it's not enough to have a large quantity of content. The quality of shows and movies available to audiences also matters.
Today's subscribers are incredibly well-treated. They're quite picky, so that means that you need to be offering the latest must-watch. We're kind of stepping away from a junk-watching culture, and people want to be really engaged and really entertained. And unfortunately, that comes with huge content bills. So it's going to be those that can spend the most and produce the most quickly high-caliber content.
Though faced with disappointed investors, Netflix hopes to replicate the formula of its hit original films and shows, with the Asian market being of particular interest. Netflix co-CEO and Chief Content Officer Theodore Sarandos says one of the main focuses for the company to keep growing the business is to continue creating great original content.
I think about things like our content in Korea, pretty new to the market. Everybody knows about Squid Game. It was probably the biggest show in the history of television. And just a few years ago, we were producing no original content in Korea. And while we all know about Squid Game, there's DP and All of Us Are Dead and a slew of original contents that are thrilling our members in South Korea and fans around the world. So we're continuing to improve constantly in getting those moments that can lead to something like a Squid Game or a Bridgerton.
Subscribers dropped the service in all regions but one, the Asia Pacific, where paying subscribers grew by more than 1 million. Netflix is forecast to grow its revenues in the Asia Pacific region by 24% this year, according to new research from Singapore-based consultancy Media Partners Asia. Korean dramas were the largest consumed online video content category in Southeast Asia in 2021, followed by local content, particularly Thai and Indonesian, with US-made content in third place. The agency also found Korean dramas with weekly episode releases have performed better than those with episodes released in bulk. In Australia, Netflix makes up a third of all streaming video on-demand subscriptions and over a third of all streaming service consumption. The large library of US original and acquired English comedy and drama series keeps Australian eyes watching Netflix. But streaming services aren't the only form of entertainment fighting for consumers' time. The latest digital media trend survey from Deloitte, released in late March, found the majority of Gen Z and millennial consumers spend more time watching user-generated videos, such as those on TikTok and YouTube, than watching films or shows on streaming services. Monique Pueblos, SBS News.